Well, when I was growing up in the, born in 1969, growing up in the 70s, there was a book out that I remember my mother having, God Smuggler. Do you remember some of you? Some of you too young to remember. But you remember the book God's Smuggler, Brother Andrew. He was known as God's Smuggler. And he smuggled Bibles, well, behind the Iron Curtain. Well, he died. He died at the age of 96 on September 27th, which I believe was yesterday. Yep, yesterday. He died at the age of 96. Let me show you a little video on Brother Andrew, known as God's Smuggler. Help us maybe put some of what's happening in the world into a spiritual context. Watch and listen to this.
Cover now, have you? You can't smuggle anymore.
That's what you think.
Oh, I jumped to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Well, now the first trip across, you just pulled up to the border. Is that when you prayed and said, God, let the seeing not see at that time? Or was that
That's what
time?
We call my smuggler's prayer when I say, Lord Jesus, when you were on earth, you've made so many blind eyes to see. Now it's the same job for you to make seeing eyes blind, but you've got to do it now. And if he doesn't, then I've had it. I cannot outsmart the custom guards. Just think, when I pull my car in there and I get out to show my papers, I've had situations where they took 4 hours to search. Two fellows in the front of my vehicle, two in the rear, two underneath, and two standing there to watch the expression on my face to see if I was getting nervous. What can you do?
And all the time they couldn't find the Bible?
No, I've never lost one Bible in 20 years that I've done.
Praise God! Whoa, that's something!
God spoke to me again through his word. Awake, strengthen what remains, which is at the point of death. Then I understood I have to go to the Christians. I had no idea how to get there. Well, in that one city, okay. But after that, I had no money, no contacts, no language. But something was a burning in my heart. And I said, Lord, yes, but how? I think we in the West, now this is a personal confession, I think we are cowards. We ought to become people of guts and courage and strong convictions, and don't count our lives dear unto ourselves. Did it in obedience to God's permission. It was so big and bold, that endeavor. We did it in one night. Time magazine here says it was the boldest expedition that they have ever witnessed in missions, and I'm glad we were part of it. We did it, but we did it in Jesus' name.
We'll hold it there for the sake of time. But there you go, folks. Brother Andrew, 96, passed away yesterday, went on to his reward, smuggling Bibles all over the world behind the Iron Curtain and into many other countries. Maybe puts a little perspective on all that's happening in the world today. They're men of courage and conviction then who laid it on the line. Maybe that's what we need today here in America. Love that line. Don't count our lives too dear unto ourselves. We need a whole brand new band of men in America that, have the courage and the character of courage to stand up, as we heard tonight from all of our guests, but particularly from Terry Turchie, not wanting to be a part of the good old boy club, not considering his oath retired, but speaking truth as a man that worked on the seventh floor of the FBI. Need more men like that and more church pulpits aflame with the truth. Hope you've been encouraged and equipped tonight. Take care.